Hi, everybody. Well, today is December 3rd. This is our BBS radio show, and this one is called Operation Lightship, live on the Lightship tonight. This is a night for birthday parties. This is where we're going to be on the Lightship. Probably, normally it works out to a half an hour or so. Oh, you're going to be live. And what you want to do is request one particular healing that you may like to have, a physical body healing. And you request that for each room that we go into. Oh, let's start clearing the date here. So this is 12/3/2016. And sometimes people are hooked up to particular days. We definitely hooked up on New Year's. You know, that's the day that everybody is definitely hooked up, as aliens change the timelines 1 year to the next. And you're definitely hooked up on your birth date. Oh, here we go. Let's get rid of this date here for you. And this date that we're clearing, which is the 3rd of December, goes back to every other 3rd of December date throughout history, or her story. Or maybe and her story, and the different timelines, right? Maybe we're, Michelle's out there, we're talking about her story instead of his story. So anyway, here we go. So let's release these energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's bring in the light beams on your monitor screen. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It'll bring peace energy to you and your room around you. And also peace energy if you have any plants in your room, or, you know, maybe you have your dog or cat next to you, or the goldfish in the goldfish bowl or something. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And maybe you have some type of pet that maybe you have a little squirrel next to you in a cage, maybe, or a raccoon or something. People have those. Might even have a, you know, people do have pet snakes, I guess. But whatever is in your room will have energy coming to it. So, and oddly enough, you know, since I mentioned snakes, people may be wondering, why did you bring up snakes? Well, they are a life form. And, you know, the life form will get a benefit out of peace energy. Even if it's not from the light, it still has energy signature that would go to it. It's up to it if it wants to, you know, accept the energy or not. But here we go. Let's clear away one of your situations that you're dealing with. So here we go. You need to think of something, releasing that energy from you, that situation or pain in your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Nope. And let's bring up Ann tonight. So she's our co-host. So Ann, are you out of the makeup room and looking good?
Yes, I am, Ron. All dolled up. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. As Ron said, this is the Creation Lightship Healing Call, and it's Saturday night live on the Lightship. Please send any questions, comments, or testimonials you have to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or click the fast chat link on the BBS radio station page, and I'll get those while the show is going tonight. And we would love to hear from you about any requests you have for rooms you'd like to visit on the Lightship. Also, the trip to the Lightship means that you can request one physical healing, so you'll want to think about what you want that to be and either write it down or you'll speak it out loud when we take the actual trip to the Lightship. And if your birthday's in December, we'll be celebrating that, as Ron said, so that'll be nice. So last night was a very profound call, or show, rather, Ron, where you did some planetary healings, and you removed some oxygen. I don't know if it was actual poison in our oxygen or some kind of block to our oxygen that you removed, and you also took away any of it attaching to our skin. Like, I guess you were crashing timelines. And we have some testimonials about that, and we'd love to hear from people, anyone who noticed a difference. Maybe you weren't even on the show or listening to the show last night, and you noticed a difference in the air and the oxygen today. I did. I do feel that things seemed more still, and the air seemed fresher today, and I was out quite a bit. Did you notice a difference where you are, Ron?
Yeah, I did notice a difference. I haven't checked my breathing too much. I'll have to just see if I'm breathing less. I'll just go a little sideways. Geez, probably in the 80s, somehow working with the light ship, but I didn't really know that it was a light ship at that time, but I had something put on my neck. I put something on my neck, and instantly my breathing stopped out two-thirds. But normally when you breathe, you know, you see your diaphragm move up and down. And instantly it dropped about two-thirds because I was getting that much more oxygen, so I didn't have to move my diaphragm as much. That was kind of interesting for me. So this is actually before, way before the death of Princess Diana. She visited me, so that was way before that. But anyway, I haven't really checked it now. If I need to actually breathe the same like I did a couple days ago, you know. Yeah, I can feel it, and it feels like my skin is breathing more. Or maybe, you know, maybe for the first time, basically, as you can feel the energies on your body, the whole body's feeling like it's being nurtured. Where before, the energy around you really probably wasn't touching you as much. Anyway, that's what I'm feeling. It's really easy to actually have more body movement and freedom, and also having more energy. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Great. Okay, I want to share a testimonial that came in from the East Coast. Oxygen and skin clearing. Wow. I noticed the oxygen clearing up right away. I couldn't believe it. Oh, and saying I was all the way over here on the East Coast. I couldn't believe it. However, I'm sitting here after the show, and the air is still has a crisp and clean quality to it. I feel more energized, grateful. The skin clearing was putting me to sleep. Some healing was happening to my skin. I've been having itchy places, but at the moment, I don't feel like scratching at all. Thank you, Ron.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's pretty special. And you have been doing a lot of planetary clearings, similar to what you did last night, and crashing timelines, and et cetera. And I think a lot of people have noticed that mind programs are falling apart, and a lot of clones are kind of breaking down and falling apart. So one listener sent in something interesting. You talk a lot about movies, Ron, and they mentioned the movie They Live, which I know you've seen, and you probably remember that one. And so they have these pictures of the singer Andy Williams. Do you remember him, Ron? I think he was a big star in, like, the 50s and 60s, and he had a TV show.
I think so.
Yeah. So somebody, if any listeners want to see it, they have some pictures of Andy Williams, and he really does look like, he looks like a fake person.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
It's very interesting.
I remember Andy. Yeah, the one that played on as a police officer, was he? Is that Andy Williams?
No. Andy Williams was dark hair, and he sang. He did act a little, I think, but mostly he had a variety show. He was a singer. Let me see if this person, I think he sent it to you as well.
I did see something.
You can look through your email maybe after the show and see the pictures.
I'm looking at it right now. I remember.
As soon as you see his face, you'll say, "Oh yeah, that guy."
Okay, I got it.
You know, kind of like Frank Sinatra, but
yeah, I remember. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, not as like interesting.
No. Interesting. Yeah, I'm commenting too much, but yeah. Okay, never mind. Yeah. Okay,
well,
I got it.
So it's interesting that I think, you know, we've had a lot of clones on the planet for a long time, and now there are a lot more, but also now we have added to the fun, you know, they're breaking down. Oh, and I had a story. Somebody went into a restaurant, and it was completely empty, and they asked the waitress for two drinks, and she didn't come back for like 20 minutes, and there was no one else there. Then she came back with the wrong drinks. They could see it was so obvious it was the wrong drinks without even tasting them or anything, without, you know, just by looking at them. So she left and was gone for 10 minutes again. And she didn't say she was sorry. She just, like, turned around. And then when she came back, it's now 30 minutes, she had the same two wrong drinks on the tray.
Oh, geez. Okay. The order,
huh? Person is not listening to our shows, so they're just thinking... They actually said, "Do you think she just landed here from another planet?" And they gave her a job even though she doesn't even know what words are. Like, she didn't even say, "Oh, I'm sorry," or give any explanation or anything.
I have a similar experience, but it wasn't like that. But went in to get something to eat, and the waitress said she was sorry for four different times of doing different weird things, so I thought, I may not want to go back there again, you know.
yeah, because if the waitress can't handle things, what's happening with the
kitchen, right? Yeah, uh-huh.
Where it's more complicated.
Yeah, I think I have to do from the show last night. I have to do the space time and. Upside down timeline and tangent timeline. So this will be from what we cleared last night about the oxygen, you know, with our lungs and our skin. So here we go. See if I can do it. I'll count to probably 50, and that will, well, let's see. Do it all at once. Then I'll count to, I guess I'll count to 100 for each source energy. And I'll do the upside down, tangent, and the space-time crash all at the same time. So here we go. Source energy number one being released from these. And this doing them all together might really change the energy. You might actually really feel this if you're not a feeler. We'll just see. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. I'll just go to 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Source energy number 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I almost feel like there's like a vacuum cleaner kind of like sucking energy out of the room here. So here we go. Number 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I think that was number 3. Is that correct, Ann? Maybe you could tell me what they are. I think I'm on 4 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Force energy number 6, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. And number 7, source energy, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9. 20, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. Wow, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Okay, source energy number, I think I'm at 8. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 9, source energy. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. What are we at, Ed? We at number 9 now?
I think you just did 9, so 10.
9, okay, number 10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. Number 11. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. And the last one, number 12. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-10. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-20. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-30. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-40. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-50. There we go. Boy, so different. Back to you.
Well, Ron, I didn't really think I could get much more peaceful and relaxed than I already was, and now, whew, that was really interesting that that was so powerful. Last night it was very powerful, and it felt almost the same level as last night. Did that feel like it was very strong to you too, Ron?
It was, because I started losing track of where I was. So what happens when I do it, since I live out of time, I'm going into the piano, releasing this stuff too, and then I have to come back here each time we do a number count, okay?
Right.
If I count like 1 and 2, I'm gone. Once I say 1, doing stuff, then I come back and I got to be in this reality at 2 and then find my thought of doing number 1. So at times, it's like where am I, you know? That's why I have to ask where I am sometimes, what number, because maybe I was too far out doing the clearings, because the clearings, since I work out of time, I could be there for, let's just say, 5 days clearing this stuff out, but here it's just a half a second as I'm talking, because we're in time here, but out there when I'm doing this stuff, it could be, you know, like if we were to equate it, like 5 days doing work, and I'd come back here wondering where I was, you know? Anyway, that's how it works. So, back to you.
Oh, okay. I just want to make a couple of announcements now, too. Next Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Ron will be doing the pin removal call. And if you're not familiar with that, Ron has done it before. And on November, let me just click on this calendar quickly. I think it was November 18th, I looked it up. We talked a lot about that. Yes, it was. No, it was actually the 19th, Saturday night, November 19th. So if you're a new listener or you don't know what I'm referring to when I say pin removal call, If you go into the BBS radio archives, you can listen to the November 19th Saturday night show, and we talked a lot about it. It's a very powerful two-hour session. It costs only $20 to come on. You can click on it on the top of Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and go right in there and pay. And then you'll get a phone number to be on it and a PIN number by email. And that's next Saturday. And tomorrow is a seven-hour healing call starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And the information about that is also at the top of Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Anything you want to add about those two calls, Ron?
No, not really. Tomorrow I'm doing some more of these special planetary clearings. So if you're on the call, you're going to be able to be live on it, having it done for you, and you can actually feel what we're doing. So I just got to decide what I want to do. I'm thinking I'll probably do stuff for some body organs, also getting rid of the source energies where they're messing you up. When you were talking earlier with the oxygen, what I was sort of seeing with some of the plants and things, you know how sometimes, and this could also be humans too, but, you know, sometimes you see some type of, I don't know what to call it, a growth or fungus or something wrong with a plant, you know, on its leaves, doesn't look quite right, you know that something attacked it. Well, I think with the extra oxygen coming in, maybe that oxygen will start to heal or get rid of whatever you want to call it that's on the plants, okay, whether it's some type of infection or parasitic thing. It's probably all parasitic, but it might start to get rid of the external ones. And so that's what I was seeing, where there's maybe things going wrong someplace, you know, the oxygen may start to help more. So we'll see what happens now since we just did this here. If you're feeling your skin more alive right now, it's probably because the oxygen now is really coming into your skin. So if you have maybe some type of something going on with your skin, fungus or something, it might start to get rid of it. So we'll see if we have anybody who that's about what I just got through doing. Maybe you said some testimonial how you're feeling. So back to you and what you sensed during that clearing.
Yes, and since you mentioned the body organs that you said you'll work on for us tomorrow, I'll also announce that on December 19th, which is a Monday, we're going to have the wonderful body organ restoration healing call. That special healing costs only $50. It's going to be 3 hours long. Its value cannot be put into dollars, really. Ron does so much for us in healing all of our bodily organs, and we'll keep making announcements about that to let everyone know how it's done and how to handle it and everything. And also an email will be going out. So if you're not on Ron's mailing list, you'll want to go to his website. And on the right-hand side, you can put your email address in there, and you'll get an email announcement about those calls. So somebody wrote in, when you did that last clearing, Ron, massive yawn, which we get that a lot. And someone wrote in about last night, about 5 minutes before the show was over, the changes were so amazing with the oxygen clearing. My old 12-year-old dog came out of the bedroom and was running around and jumping up and down like she was a puppy. It was very cute, and it was very different behavior for her. She looked different, too, and was very happy.
Oh, that's great. Now, pets and animals, you know, dogs and cats, they, you know, even horses, that you know, or things like that, they take the healings very quickly. You know, it works on them very quickly because they don't have as much judgment to have to plow through. And, you know, it's just one of those neat things that you can watch before your eyes if things change.
Right.
Back to you.
Okay. Someone sent in a testimonial about your discussion the other day about free will and free choice. Very helpful explanations of free will versus peace and being in the now. No emotion and source energy. Very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, we're always, we continue to learn, Ron, and sometimes you're talking about the same things you've talked about before, but you say things more thoroughly or a slightly different way, and we really all appreciate that. So someone wants to know, as often we like to remind you, is the Earth in alignment?
Yeah, it's in alignment, yes, uh-huh.
Great. And then a few weeks ago or a couple months ago or so, you said something about the Earth being not connected in the same way to source energy or the Earth spirit, and there was a placeholder there, and someone wrote in to ask if that is still the case, and maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
The Earth spirit is no longer connected. It's still watching. It's not like outside of the Earth, but it's not connected to the Earth. And we have space holders there so that the aliens, just like what we're doing now, taking away the 12 source energies. So if you look at the Earth spirit, it's kind of the same thing. The Earth spirit is made up of 12 source energies, so it could be used just like what we're doing as we release stuff tonight. So by having it not here, the aliens are having a much more harder time attaching and using the energies as like a byproduct, you know, of being here. So that's so it's no longer here, but it is around to have support if we need support or if I need support, but it's not connected to the Earth because everything in the Earth now is made of that. So you know, once a creation is made, it's like you're released from source energy once you're created, and you have 12 source energies with you, and that spirit energy is will go forever. Doesn't need to really know anything about where it came from. It's just existing and manifesting. That's what it's here to do. That's why your spirit's here, to work in the body to manifest in the light creations. So that's how it works. Well, the Earth spirit is not here to be corded and having its energy sucked out of it by the aliens, as they would find some way to do that. What that'll do is allow them to leave. Eventually, if they can't get anything here from this planet, we'll say, then why are they here, you know? Hopefully, they will eventually get out of here. But that's what I'm hoping. And from there, they can beat their marbles and go back home to where they need to go to. But no, at this moment, it feels like they're still kind of hanging on here, unfortunately, and having to get rid of them is what the goal is, to get the Earth back the way it's supposed to be. So I'd like to, what we'll just say if we're in, you know, let's just say that we're 4 years in the future and we're talking on this show, and hopefully I'd like to have this happen next week. But all of a sudden, people call in and say, gee, Ron, you did a clearing last night. And all of a sudden, I'm looking through the clouds now, and the clouds that were the fake clouds and the fake sky is no longer there, and I'm seeing this beautiful whatever, you know, through this here. You know? And I'm seeing things that used to be here that was created from darkness and doesn't exist. So, and now I'm seeing maybe the trees the way it used to be. Know, a lot of lush trees on the planet and wildlife and stuff that was here before everything got terminated and stuff. So I think it'd be kind of kind of neat to actually maybe see the dinosaurs as like a pet or something like that, you know? They are very peaceful. If anybody has actually sampled, in fact, I'll bring it in. Here you go, everybody. We'll bring in a baby dinosaur into your room, okay? We're going back whenever they were here. I'm not very good at going back in time with that, but we'll bring in the energy for you. Here we go. And if you have a dog or cat or something, you might want to watch. They might be a little alarmed. We'll see. Hopefully not, but they're very peaceful and very gentle. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There you go. Now you have where the Flintstones now. And you're going to ride on a dinosaur if you like. You can actually feel the energy presence in your room there. Oh, but they're very gentle. It would be cool to have something like that around. Remember, what you're looking at around you is a lot of darkness energies and dark people created, you know, the clones, et cetera. And, you know, the humans are here, but the other things may not even be here any longer. Oh, no more parking lots. So back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron. It's really inspiring to hear you talk about, you know, a positive Earth and a positive future. And also, I really strongly feel the energy of that baby dinosaur. I'm laughing at my cat, though. She's just passed out, so she's not really noticing. Whenever, you know, you're on the phone, she hears your voice.
Uh-oh.
Oh, now she's getting up. But she's happy. It'll be interesting to hear how some other pets respond, but that felt really good. So, Ron, are there still a lot of battles going on? It sounds that way.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. I sort of took a night off or so. But, yeah, I'm sure there are things out there happening. I've been doing some research about the flat Earth. If you're kind of interested in that, you could probably Google it. There's a lot of people talking about it, and it definitely makes a lot of sense as you hear more and more people explaining it. And so what I can tell you, I got an email from somebody a week ago or so, and they asked me what I thought if the Earth is flat or something. And I know there's been a lot of stuff coming out on that recently. I tune into YouTube from my TV. I got that remote control that has YouTube on it. So I got one of those smart TVs for the expo in LA, so that's what I watch. And so, real cool having that. You probably had this box that I had to use, et cetera. But anyway, I won't get into all that. But there's a lot of stuff on that. And there's a guy that I saw today talking about it. Anyway, so if you look at it as a flat Earth, it's completely different because, you know, you have, you know, the North and South Pole probably at the edges. It's like a pie with a pie crust, you know. But he was describing one thing that made a lot of sense. He was talking about an airplane flight, and he had the picture of the flat Earth, and a lady was on this flight going from someplace to L.A., supposedly. And anyway, she was pregnant and her water broke, and so they took her to another location, which was shorter distance. And on the flat Earth, it definitely was, because they veered off and went to this one location, where on the round Earth, it would have looked like it would be longer. So I have heard from some people who maybe were stewardesses and stuff, and they always, and this also was on that, one of the programs, stating that they don't let you see the ocean as you fly over it. They only show you landmass. So I don't know what the pilots see or what they're told not to tell anybody. But anyway, it definitely makes a lot of sense. So I guess I'll probably end it at that so I don't talk too much about it here. We'll go to the lightship probably in maybe a quarter till approximately.
Okay. And
NASA, watching that thing on NASA, and they had this one where these guys are flipping this door. I had a laugh, you know. And so, you know, it's, you know, all the NASA flights and stuff supposedly are fake, you know. I know that anyway, and they had this door that they had to go in and out of as they entered their space capsule, and it was made out of, looked like kind of like rubber, and they would kick it and it would bend, you know. And then they had all the astronauts doing the Illuminati handshakes and the symbols and stuff, you know. And they didn't look like they were scientists to me. They just like looked like maybe they were the son of somebody in the Illuminati who was able to get on it, or an actor or something. But that's another whole thing, you know. But anyway, I don't want to be too political here. Oh, anyway, there's some funny things on YouTube. What I saw, I was back in New York, and I went to one of these museums there. It's by Central Park. Which one it is, I don't know, but it was around Central Park. And so we're in there, and I'm walking out, and I look at this picture on the wall, and they had something there with, you know, the shuttle flights or something, you know, and had a picture of a footprint. I look at it, and the footprint is, you know, how when you step in anything, like you step in mud, right? Your foot sinks down, and the footprint from your shoe goes down, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and mud will say it goes down an inch, just to say that. Well, this thing had this footprint of an astronaut that was sticking up. So I saw somebody there, and I said, hey, you know, I asked him, I said, well, what's this here, you know? And because they were, you know, kind of in charge of that. And they looked at me like I didn't know what I was talking about. Like, this is a real photograph. How can you say, what do you mean? The footprint's probably a clone, you know, is sticking up above the surface. You probably have all seen that. But they couldn't answer it. I thought, this thing's pretty fishy to me, you know. Anyway. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, Ron, thank you. Great information. I was wondering, last week you removed the 12 source energies from our natal charts. And our natal charts are the planets, like our astrology and all of that. And I was just curious if you can tell, are we possibly a little less corded by planets recently?
Yeah, you probably are, but yeah, I'd say you would be. Remember, you still have those internal cords. You'd be connecting the stuff inside of you. Remember, you have what happens inside of you. That's kind of personal to you. That's your history or her story. And then you have what's happening externally. So we're taking away a lot of those external things. I would still say do the natal chart, you know, the natal barcode. Keep doing that stuff. And it'll start working internally to you. Because you do have events stored inside of yourself where those energetic cordings are probably still active because they're living off of you. So, you know, don't ever give up the clearing because you think I cleared something, you know, that you don't need it. I think that's one of the best clearings that I put up initially on the website was that one. You get rid of a lot of stuff off of you, especially your name and, you know, your maybe addresses, numbers that you're associated with, phone numbers. All this stuff is tracking stuff that the aliens put on you. So, and it'd be interesting to see if some of those favorite numbers that you have, everybody seems to have a favorite number, where they go, yeah, I always get this number, you know, when I maybe go to a motel room or, you know, it's, you know, I just see it a lot. Well, that's the tracking number that you have. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, great. That's very interesting. So we will keep those going, of course. And I was just, you know, kind of hoping maybe things were getting a little better. So maybe going forward, they may do less things to us. So, for instance, if you're someone, probably no one who listens to you is, but if you're someone who reads horoscopes of what's going to happen next month, if you're an Aries, this and that's going to happen to you. That's probably a little less likely to be happening now.
Yes, I would say so, yes.
But I totally understand what you're saying about keeping up to clear out what's been possibly implanted into us and planned for us all along since we've been born. We need to still get rid of that. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just go back to what I was talking about, that email. I didn't finish it. The person asked if the Earth was flat.
Okay.
And so I said, well, when I've been out on all these alien battles in the tunnels and we shoot lasers, lasers go straight. It never went, you know, at the side of a wall or something, you know, of a tunnel, or you see an alien ship out there. It's always 100% straight. That's how lasers work. They're white. And so I have never seen anything get in the way or not see a ship, you know, around that I couldn't hit. So if they were coming, like, on a curved Earth, in a sense, and we're protecting the, you know, edges of the Earth, which is what the time travelers are doing, those coordinates, you would see them not coming, and all of a sudden they would pop up, because on a curvature, you're not going to see past that curve. Well, I've never had any lasers bend or do anything like that. You see them instantly, and, you know, as you shoot them, they go forever straight. And, you know, we're taking out targets, long, long ways away. Oh, anyway, back to you.
Okay, yeah, very interesting, Ron. Okay, it's we're just about at quarter of. I'll put some room requests in. Is this a good time to go to the light chip?
Unless you have something else that's pending that might be related.
Well, we did get another testimonial about the 12 source energy clearings you did tonight. Feeling deeply nourished after the 12 source energy oxygen clearings tonight. Whole different quality of space and flow of energy inside the body.
Great.
So that's good. Yeah, and it sure is very peaceful feeling, Ron. And there's another question. Do you want one more question, or do you want to go?
Yeah, we'll do one more because I love hearing the questions and
okay.
Testimonials. It's great.
Can Ron? Okay. Can Ron please explain a little more about the duality of the spirit and how Source helps us better?
Well, the spirit is trapped in duality, and it doesn't necessarily remember. Because it's so deluded that it is in duality and that it shouldn't even be in it. So it may be questioning sometimes why it's coming back. Well, you talk to people and they go, yeah, I didn't want to ever come back here. You know, I was coming down the birth canal and I go, oh, crap, I'm coming here again, you know. And, well, who's talking? What's talking? That's your spirit talking that's in the baby or in the fetus. You know, it's coming down, you know, hello. So for that, yes, so the spirit, and then you go back to your soul family and go, shit, you know, I've been hearing all this bad stuff happen to me, and it's not supposed to happen to me because true light doesn't happen. And why did it happen to me? And they go, oh, yeah, you know, you stepped on the ant in that last lifetime, and now you have all these problems and stuff or, you know, whatever. And you go, man, I got to, you know, make this better again next time I come down And they don't really tell you that you got this corrupted body, I don't think, that's here, that has all these implants in it and cellular memory from all these other lives. So right away, you get in this body and go, oh, crap, this thing is contaminated. And that contamination does go into your spirit. That's why the dark side cleans off your spirit. So if you die of, a car accident, we'll say, and all the bones in your body are broken and you're just, you know, a mess, you know, bleeding out all over the place. Well, that's your spirit. It's bleeding out and all the broken bones are with it. So, or you get blown up. That happened to your spirit. So the dark side has to take and find you, in a sense, because you're doing the reincarnation process and they're controlling you. But they got to dust you off, clean you up, you back together again and pop back in. That's probably why people are born with maybe birth defects or maybe missing a finger or arm because they came in too soon. The spirit wasn't completely cleaned off enough from its past life. Maybe it lost an arm. And so this time the child's born with maybe a dysfunctional arm or maybe a hand missing or something, you know. Awful experience, but that's what happens. The spirit hasn't been cleaned off enough to allow it to integrate with the body to bring forth that. So anyway, let's go to the light ship. So here we go. One up, and you can only go up live when you're on this program live, listening to us live. So we call it Saturday Night Live on the light ship. And we have our birthday party, so we'll have to hurry up here. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, going up, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we're now going into the healing rooms. Actually, we go into the hot tub room to help detoxify ourselves. We have some requests here. So we got Jesus room. So we'll go into that room, request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go into the pain release room. They want palm trees, coconut trees, so that's good. Okay, so we have another one here, hot springs. I'll just read them off here. We'll go into these rooms. Salt room, okay. I want to go into the gold dust room. Oh, here we go. So I'm going into all these rooms. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And giraffe room. And now I want to go to the room where we're going to have our dessert. Oh, here we go, everybody. We're going into the food court where we have dessert, special dessert, ice cream, cake, pie, whatever, maybe soup. Normally you get some type of birthday cake. That's up to you. And everybody who's born in this month, in December, so happy birthday to you. And you're picking out your desserts. The light beings are there to also feed us and probably eat the same things we're eating here if they do eat. So just check out your dessert. Get the German chocolate cake with the drizzle and hot fudge and the nuts and the cherry and the whipped cream and whatever else I can find to put on it there. It's the size of a pencil eraser, so not real big, but in a magnifying glass, it looks like, you know, big on a big plate. So about taking it on your index finger, whatever you have there, and put it underneath your tongue, and you start to sample the yummy lightship food that you're requesting here. You can get seconds and thirds if you wish. So right now you're being sung Happy Birthday by all the light beings, and the people on the call are singing Happy Birthday to you also. Remember, you're Y located out of town. I mean, not out of time. You're still out of town. And, well, we could stay there, couldn't we? So, here we go. We're out of Dodge now. So let's sing happy birthday, and you may actually feel and sense the taste of your special dessert that you have. So happy birthday, everybody. And go to another healing room. I want to go into the room that has... It's palm trees. It's like an oasis. It's very beautiful. And we're there. It's perfect temperature. Just enjoying yourself. I want to go to the birdie room. I like seeing the little hummingbirds. Can't forget the blue jays that I have that feed peanuts to. So we're up there. So I'm feeding the peanuts now. And there we go. And got some little, small little squirrels and chipmunks, too. So let's go to another room, maybe one of your choice that you would like to have. Request it out loud. And in each one of these rooms, you want to request that you need a healing done for yourself. So here we go. Let's go into a room that's going to work with your skin. It'll help to rejuvenate, like we have today with the oxygen. Be a special room to do a skin rejuvenation on you here. If you have any, maybe you got a kind of, maybe you have a burn possibly, or little rash or just something, maybe something that's itching on your skin, don't know what it is. Whatever's there is looking at you like, don't take me away, you know, I'm your host. I love being with you, but you don't want to have bitter as your host, so I'm going to try to get rid of it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And one more room. We'll go into the crystal healing room for people. And this could be whatever type of crystal you like. Different colors of crystals, naturally. You know, citrine and amethyst and, you know, clear quartz. You know, you name it. There's quite a few. Hematite. But here we go. Obsidian. So 1, that's your healing. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll come back from the light shift now. So happy birthday, everybody. And coming back down, bringing your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Coming down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So now you're back here. We're bilocated out of time, and things around you should now be more connected to you in advance. Before, they looked like they were just there and were, you know, with your own energy separate. It may be a little more clingy to you. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, that was very, very relaxing. Are the baby dinosaurs still in our rooms with us?
Yeah, there's 3 of them walking around. Yeah, they may be in your house. They could be outside looking around. You can call them, Mike, and they could stay with you if you like. Maybe they might want to lay down and go to sleep with you. Who knows, you know? I'll allow them to be there for, you know, until you wake up if you're going to bed, because those people will be going to bed at some point here soon. So, yeah, it may comfort you a lot.
Okay. Whew.
They're not roll over on.
Well, they're just babies, right? So they probably wouldn't hurt us so much if they rolled over on us.
They're probably only 500 pounds, don't worry.
Oh, that's a pretty big baby. Okay, Ron, I'll go back to some questions we have. This person's saying they hear about a lot of conspiracies, and they feel that there's a lot of good information. But I would rather just try and stay peaceful. I've had a lot of traumas in my life already. Is it best to stay off those conspiracy timelines?
I would say yes, that is correct. Unless you really got to know something. But then remember, each time you start looking at something, you probably are going to be drawn into that timeline. I look at stuff to see what I can clear. So for me, it's a little different. But just don't want to get stuck, you know, watching and searching, because it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy at some point for you, because they're going to want to keep you honed in and connected to something over and over and over again. Oh, yeah, you may want to do timeline crashes for what you're experiencing. So look at it differently. Look at it as, yeah, I want to see what I want a timeline crash that's affecting me. And if you do that and you're dedicated to timeline crashes, that would be great. So you got to do probably quite a few of them, maybe 100 to 1,000 of them, depending on how it affects you emotionally. And maybe you knew about something in the past, and now you want to do research on it now. So by doing so, you want to get rid of it. But by looking at stuff for conspiracy stuff, I mean, it's all over the place. Whatever it is, you're going to know about it probably, or find something on that topic. And what's it going to gain you? What's the remedy? You don't want to get stuck down that rat hole further by trying to glean some knowledge. Knowledge that could kill you. So be very careful what you do. Oh, back to you.
Okay, yes. I know you've said in the past, Ron, to even stay away from reading altogether, because the words and the sentences have codes in them and the letters. And I think we're better off not learning in that way.
And if you do watch something and some words catch you, then you'll go into your alien keyword intercept or put them into the little barcode.
Mm-hmm.
It could be from your NATO barcode initially bringing it to you. Well, back to you.
Okay, Ron, we have a couple of questions from somebody. I've heard you mention, Ron, that cells have memory. Is this what psychic readers are picking up on when they give you all that information about relatives that have passed on? Some of these people even get messages.
Okay, well, when a reader, in a sense, reads you, they are looking at something in your energy field, number one, okay? So they're probably reading your auric field. Some readers read from their lower chakras, and they start to feel your body energy of where your problems are. And then from there, they kind of equate their experience, what they had, with what you're going through, and they can talk to you about what they felt, kind of projecting their experience that they had onto you. And it could be, you know, pretty similar. But typically, as somebody's doing a reading, they talk about they're doing a spirit reading. So what are they doing? They're probably reading all these emotional bodies that have hung on to you, these Klingons of dead relatives possibly, and they could read them because they're an emotional body. Remember, emotional body is much stronger than your spirit energy. Remember, your emotions run your body. And, you know, those thoughts that you get, you know, tells you what to do is running your body. Just as powerful are these emotional energies that surround you. And you could have your whole soul family there, too. So the person sifting through the energy fields around you that you can't see, they could be getting great information for you. But what are you going to do with it? Some people, you know, maybe, get, you know, if you get, maybe you get some news, like one of them says, you know, be careful, you could be in a car wreck in 2 days, you know, because you're seeing a possibility of that happening to you. So that, now you're extra cautious, and that could save you from being in a car wreck. Nothing's wrong with that. But now another person might be worried to death. I might get into a car wreck. Oh, boy, I got to worry about this here now, and now I'm getting paranoid. And sure enough, all the energy's around you, and it gets built up and built up. Aliens go, oh, man, this person's really emitting energy down there. Look at that. They're on, 42nd Street down there, man, and they're driving their car, and, man, they got this ton of energy. Oh, they want to get into a car wreck. Oh, man, we'll oblige them, and zap, you're in a car wreck now. Oh, that's what you don't want to do. So, basically, you know, you want to get in the present moment. Otherwise, you're being drawn into your past, and you can be drawn into your future, like the car wreck. So why, you know, do the mind a heart drop and forget about all that stuff? It doesn't really serve you. Unless you want, like I said earlier, by doing research, if you go into doing something or watching something, then go into it as, what do I need to clear on myself to empty myself out? When I watch this scene over again or hear another conspiracy thing on the same subject, I'm not connected to it. I would think that people who are watching or listening to stuff on conspiracy stuff, and your fear body and trauma body, boy, they're going full bore on you. You better do a whole lifetime clearing on them. That's probably the gift, because you need to get that done. Trauma, fear, anxiety. Do the whole lifetime clearing to get this stuff out of you. Thank you, Ann.
Okay, now this person was also interested. That was really helpful, Ron, about, you know, going to psychics. But this person is interested, too, in the when the psychic starts giving you messages from your deceased family. Because she's saying, you know, first of all, one of her questions is, don't the human spirits get recycled right into bodies? In other words, she's saying, it can't be true, can it, that they're talking to your deceased relatives?
Oh, no. It was talking to the emotional bodies, not talking to the spirit that looks out of your eyes. They don't know the difference.
Right. So in either case, whether a psychic person is telling you about your life or telling you, oh, your mother or your aunt or your uncle are talking to you, you don't want to go there. Right? You don't want to be dealing with that.
Probably not. You know, because it's bringing you into those timelines. They're activating timelines for you. And, you know, all timelines are real, but is it going to be real for you? Are you going to be on the timeline? So let's just say that you're having this reading done, right? And they go, and maybe you're used to, let's just say that you're using Saint Germain, for instance, right? And you think you're being guided by Saint Germain. Oh, if you go to a reader and they go, oh, I got a message from Saint Germain for you. You go, oh yeah, I've been working with Saint Germain for like 25 years now. What does he have to say? And the person goes, well, you know, Saint Germain says if you go to the lottery, you know, and spend $100, probably you're going to win $10,000. Or go to that Indian casino or something, and you're going to win. Well, there is probably one timeline where you could win on it. Now you take it as, oh boy, Saint Germain, he's, you know, sacred and holy. He's been here for 300 years when he lived, and this and that, and he's given me advice, and I better follow this advice because I want to make some money. Now you go and you do that, and it doesn't happen. Well, there was one timeline that was correct, okay, because all timelines are created. But are you going to be on that same timeline, that information? Typically not. So the dark side, you know, zaps you again on it. And who is Saint Germain? You know, the light of the darkest energy is posing for the true Saint Germain that may have been here just for a little bit of time. I will say that energy of Saint Germain has light, 100% light, as a light being for 300 years. I doubt that. I would say more like about 2 months. But aside from that, that's what you have to look at is what, you know, how are you perceiving that? And all timelines are real. And there's millions of timelines out there. So, yeah, every conspiracy thing is true. It is going to happen on a timeline. It looks like we're getting close to the end of the show here. Anything that you want to add, Ann? We've got our call tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock Pacific.
Right. Yes, and that and the pin call next Saturday and December 19th is the body organ restoration. The next BBS radio station show is Monday at 4 p.m. And that's it. Just go to Ron's website for lots of free healings, more information. Listen to the archives, especially the past month or so. There's been so much information and wonderful information and so many healings. It's really worth it. And thank you all.
Everybody,
thank you, Ron.
So let's do the Mind to Heart Drop, that you should be doing as often as you can. If you can do it every hour or 2 hours, it'd be great. It'll change your life. It only takes a few days to you know, become peaceful and get a day planner. So here we go. If this thing works, you have to command your spirit out loud. Can't use your mind because the mind's darkness. So here we go. So you say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this action, and you're going to find yourself being in peace. You won't be able to think. But the way you know that, well, if I can't think, what's that telling me about all my thoughts? Darkness. But here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Remember, anything outside of yourself, any messages that you get, that's all darkness energies. Remember, you want to stay in your heart center. And what Jesus said, the kingdom is within. Don't go outside of yourself, as you're going to be hooked up. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, ladies. Hope you enjoyed the BBS show tonight. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.